Judge Banner had a contract with a hospital near Knightsfield to treat all player emergencies, so that was where they had rushed Roy. The city was aghast. Crowds gathered outside, waiting for bulletins. The doctors adopted a policy of watchful waiting and held off anything drastic. Roy chattered and steamed, rarely conscious, tormented by his dreams, delirious. They strapped him down, and there he lay a prisoner, as the frightened Knights dropped the third of three hot potatoes to the last-place Reds. Since the resurgent Pirates had scattered the brains of the Phils, the season ended in a dead heat. A single playoff game in Knights Field was arranged for Monday next, the day before the World Series. Late that afternoon, the fever abated. He returned to consciousness and recognized a harried memo at his bedside. From her, he learned what had happened to the team and groaned in anguish. When she left, he discovered his troubles had only just begun. The specialist, a tall, stoop-shouldered man with a white mustache, gave Roy a bill of particulars. He began by telling him there wasn't much doubt he would participate in the Monday playoff. He could play, yes, though he'd not feel at his best, nor would he be able to extend himself so far as he would like. However, all good news has its counterpart, he said, and to prove the point, let it come out that it would be best for Roy to say goodbye forever to baseball, if he hoped to stay alive. His blood pressure, at times amazingly high, complicated by an athlete's heart, could conceivably cause his sudden death if he were to attempt to play next season. The doctor departed. Roy felt that this giant hand holding a club had broken through the clouds and with a single blow crushed his skull.